All right, well, we're made the trip down here to San Jose last night and, you know, settled back in at the hotel and kind of go through a normal Monday here with the players and the coaches and everything, but it's a good setup and we're ready to roll. I think the, you know, from the game yesterday, I mean, of course, the biggest thing was that we were able to make some plays in the fourth quarter in critical situations that we really needed. Thought the kickoff return and the touchdown drive by the offense when it was 14-3 was a big, you know, big answer to their 11-point lead. And, you know, very competitive game. Seattle's a good football team. I don't care what their record is. They got a lot of good players, and they played hard and they played well. It was just, you know, rewarding to see the players, our players, fight through some of the adversity and situations that came up during the game and come out and make the plays at the end that we needed to make to win the game. And so we'll, you know, we'll keep, you know, working on a lot of the things that we need to work on and, you know, turn our attention here to Oakland and you know, see if we can, you know, come out of this swing with two wins.
Bill, the question everyone's wondering about is how the injured guys are. Do you have any kind of preliminary status on any of the three who left yesterday?
No, I don't have anything to add at this point. We're evaluating everybody and probably won't know much till Wednesday.
Are all of the injured players with the team? Has anyone been sent home for treatment or further examination?
I just said what I'm going to say on the injuries. They're all being evaluated, and we'll, you know, we'll let you know on Wednesday.
Bill, at this point in the season, are you even aware of the playoff scenarios? Do you have any idea what those are, or do you not even want to know?
Well, I know there's a lot of teams that are in contention. Right now, we're just worried about Oakland. We'll win as many games as we can. I'm sure if we qualify, somebody will let us know.
Bill, now that you've seen the tape, how impressed were you with what Mike Wright and McKeven Smith were able to do coming off the bench?
Well, Mike and McKeven, did a good job for us. We had a lot of players step in there defensively yesterday, Junior, Rosie, Antoine Spann, Lewis Sanders. You know, we had a whole bunch of guys that I don't think we expected to play as much as they played, and I don't think they expected to play as much as they played. But Mike and McKeven both did a good job, and they played hard, and they played a lot of football for us, and you know, thank goodness we had them. They were, you know, they came through, again, along with a lot of other guys on that side of the ball.
Just looking at those two, the odds were seemingly against both of them coming into the league. One's undrafted and one's nearly undrafted. How have they turned themselves into viable NFL players?
Oh, well, I think both those players have good talent. And, you know, as we all know, where a player's drafted doesn't necessarily equate to, you know, to what his real ability is. But I think they both have good talent, and Mike and McKeven work hard. They're guys that have put in a lot of extra time in the weight room and in post-practice sessions and things like that, trying to improve their individual skills and techniques, and they've played behind some very good players. And I think they've learned from them and from Pepper and, you know, just try to, you know, become better technique players in our defense. And really, when they've gotten a chance to play, you know, in the past, they've done a solid job for us. Yesterday was one of those days where they just got a chance to play a little bit more than they usually do or than they have in the past. But, you know, a couple of years ago when Vince was out, Mike played, you know, two games at nose against Jacksonville and Tennessee, where he took pretty much all the snaps in those two games. You know, he played well for us then. So we've seen Mike in this situation before, and he's come through for us before.
Bill, you mentioned a lot of guys playing that maybe you didn't expect to play and they didn't expect to play. And all those guys out there on the field, is Mike Vrabel kind of the glue that was kind of holding that together there?
Oh, he was definitely a big part of it. Mike and Richard, Brandon Merriweather, you know, those guys are involved in a lot of the communication and some of the adjustments that we had to make just by the nature of their position. But they were really, you know, solid that way. But Mike especially is a signal caller and, you know, a guy that's involved in a lot of the adjustments that we make in coverages and all that. He's, You know, he's very good, probably as good as, you know, as anybody could possibly be in that situation. You know, the number of things he has to handle, and as good as well as he does doing it, he's really outstanding.
Bill, how about Lamont Jordan's contribution coming back after a few-week layoff?
Well, it's good to have Lamont out there. I thought he gave us some quality carries. He ran hard, broke some tackles, and, you know, again, we had another game with no losses in the running game, no negative runs. And so he was a big part of that, and so was Sammy and Kevin. But, you know, it's good to have Lamont back there and be able to take some snaps and some hits off of those other guys. And, you know, I thought that Kevin and Sammy and Lamont all did a good job, particularly Sammy and Kevin, on the blitz pickup. You know, Seattle blitz about two-thirds of the time, and so there's an awful lot of plays where the backs are involved in protection and also the tight ends. But we're involved in a lot of protection situations, so it's a lot of contact. It's a very physical game for our running backs.
Bill, on the all-out blitz with Merriweather, Seneca Wallace had said that you guys were in that three times, and the first two he had used the timeout because they really didn't have a way to block it. Did you guys call that, knowing that they had no timeouts left?
Well, we knew they didn't have any timeouts left, and we thought it would be a good play for us, and we got it. You know, we didn't really have a chance to run it the other times we called it, as you said, because they took a timeout. So, you know, we just got into a situation there at the end of the game where, you know, they need a field goal to tie. They were where they had the ball was not. We didn't think it was quite in field goal range, but one more first down, and I think it would have been for sure. You know, we want to try to put some pressure on there and keep them from getting a first down and keep them from getting the ball into field goal range at that point.
So on that play, Brandon mentioned that throughout the course of the game, you guys were able to get a better feel for the snap count, and, you know, he was able to time that blitz accordingly. Is that something that the players pick up on the field, or is that something that you tell them on the sidelines? Like, how did he know that?
Well, it's something that we always talk about going into every game, the whole line of scrimmage operation that the team uses. And there's a lot of elements to that between the offensive line and the motion and the shifting and the center and the quarterback's mannerisms and so forth. But, of course, during the game, that's the best time for the players to really get a, you know, draw a beat on it. And Brandon did a great job. He timed it up perfectly and, you know, he hit the gap just at the right time, late enough so that the line didn't block down on him, but early enough so that he was able to get Wallace on his way back and strip him. So it was really a nice play by Brandon, well executed, and I think it was, you know, it's something that we talk about every week, but certainly something that he picked up on during the game and, you know, used that timing to, you know, to make the play.
With Sammy and Lamont coming back and getting more involved in the running game, how important could that be in terms of a power running game as we get into December, late into December?
Well, I think it's always good to have as many good players as you can and have depth in the backfield. You like to have, you know, multiple guys that can perform those jobs and be productive in whatever way they are productive, different styles or maybe even different plays from time to time, but it's great to have that kind of depth back there and have multiple people contributing. So we'll do what we need to do to win going forward and try to put together the best game plan and the best configure things as well as we can to make ourselves productive offensively, whether that's running or passing or whatever it is, but it's good to have those good players available.
Bill, when most people, quarterbacks come into the league, the new ones, they seem to, they all have ability, they can throw the ball, they can run the offense in practice or whatnot, but it seems like the one thing you probably don't know is how they're going to deal with duress and decision-making under duress. Would you say that that's been the most surprising thing about Matt in his development here, that he's been able to, on third and long and, you know, not just third and long, but just make plays when he's had to move out of the pocket, he's created time for him stepping up? Can you talk about just his decision-making?
Well, I think his decision-making, for the most part, has been good. I thought it was good again yesterday. Thought he took care of the ball well. We didn't turn it over. There weren't really a lot of opportunities where the defense had their hands on the ball or where they were that close to it. But no matter how much you practice and go through things, there's nothing quite like the speed of a real game. And for a quarterback, there's contact in the game that he normally doesn't see in practice. So it's one thing to stand back there and throw the ball in practice. It's another thing to have guys coming at you in practice in a blitz drill or something like that, where you know they're not going to hit the quarterback, but they're just trying to give the offense a look. And then you get into game situations where those are live hits. And I thought Matt did a terrific job yesterday standing in there in the pocket, throwing the ball under pressure, letting the ball go right at the last second and getting hit and putting it on the money. The 3rd and 9 or whatever it was to Welker, where he hit him on the sideline right in the face of a blitz, was an outstanding play. And Matt's really done a good job of that.
Bill, without comparing him to Brady, obviously I'm not doing that, but Brady's first year, the numbers weren't, 50 touchdown passes. It was, a good solid season. But you talked about then, back in 2001, decision-making. Are they on a similar plane, can we say, back then when Brady played and when Matt's playing?
Well, I think you answered your own question. It's probably better not to make those comparisons, because there's so many things that are different. Different offenses, different players. We're a much different offensive football team than we were in 2001. But Tom did a good job, and Matt's done a good job. They've both done a good job of doing what they've been asked to do, run the team, make plays, and make throws, make decisions, clock management, audibles, adjustments, all those things. So I think that we're very fortunate that we've had two players play that position over the last 8 years that have really done a good job of it.
Final questions, guys. Bill, what if anything did you say to Benjamin Watson about that penalty he drew for using the ball as a prop?
Well, it was the only penalty we had in the game, and that was one that we didn't need to get. It was unnecessary, so we always try to eliminate the penalties that we have total control over. Things like that, ball starts, kicking off out of bounds, anything that we can control, we don't want any of those penalties. So hope we don't have any more in the future.
Okay, thanks a lot. I guess we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, guys.